We have John McGivern in the studio today. John McGivern, of course, Milwaukee native, grew up on the east side.
Sure did.
And you got something about Milwaukee, about Wisconsin?
You know, I want to thank my friend Lois Witkowski, who works at the post office, who sent me this morning. And it was, you should know if you live in Wisconsin, if you know any of this stuff. And this is how it goes. If you consider it a sport to gather your food by drilling through 18 inches of ice and sitting there all day hoping that the food will swim by, you might live in Wisconsin. If you ever refuse to buy something because it's too spendy, you might live in Wisconsin. If your local Dairy Queen is closed from November through March, you might live in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
If someone in a store offers you assistance and they don't work there, you might live in Wisconsin. If your dad's suntan stops at a line curving around the middle of his forehead, you might live in Wisconsin. If you have worn shorts and a parka at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I see this a lot.
Yeah.
You might live in Wisconsin.
A lot.
You have either a pet or a child named Brett. You might live in Wisconsin. If your town has more bars than churches, you might live in Wisconsin. If you have had a lengthy telephone conversation with someone who dialed a wrong number.
Oh, yeah.
You might live in Wisconsin. If you know how to say Oconomowoc, Waukesha, Menominee, and Manitowoc, you might live in Wisconsin. If you think that ketchup is a little too spicy, you might live in Wisconsin.
I wonder why that is.
If every time you see moonlight on a lake, you think of a dancing bear and you sing gently, from the land of sky blue water, you might live in Wisconsin. Now, you know, you'll know if you are a true Wisconsinite when vacation means going up north past Highway 10 for a long weekend.
Don't you know?
You measure distance in hours. You know several people who have hit deer more than once.
That's true.
You often switch from heat to AC in the same day and back again.
Yeah, that's exactly
I've done
right.
That.
Yes.
Your whole family wears Packer green to church on Sunday. You can drive 65 miles an hour through 2 feet of snow during a raging blizzard without flinching. You see people wearing camouflage at social events, including weddings.
Depends on the time of year.
You install security lights on your house and garage and leave both doors unlocked. You think of the major food groups as beer, fish, and venison. You carry jumper cables in your car and your girlfriend or wife knows how to use them. There are seven empty cars running in the parking lot at Mills Fleet Farm at any given time. You design your kid's Halloween costume to fit over a snowsuit. Driving is better in the winter because the potholes are filled with snow. Refer to the Packers as we. You know all four seasons, almost winter, still winter, and road construction.
Yeah.
You consider Minneapolis exotic. You know how to polka. Your idea of creative landscaping is a statue of a deer next to your blue spruce. You were unaware that there is a legal drinking age.
No.
Down south to you means Iowa. A brat is something you eat. You go out to fish fry every Friday. Your 4th of July picnic was moved indoors due to frost. You have more miles on your snowblower than your car. You find 0 degrees a little chilly. And you actually understand these jokes and you forward them to all your Wisconsin friends.
That's
Thanks,
very
Lois.
True.
That was great.
That is so true,
That's
though.
Cute.